with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So did you know that it's not about the broccoli? Well, that's at least according to my next guest, who has three habits that she would like to discuss with us to maybe help our children eat healthier, which we know they need to do. Her name is Dr. Dinah Rose. She wrote a book, It's Not About the Broccoli, Three Habits to Teach Your Kids for a Lifetime of Healthy Eating. She advises parents to not get so hung up in the nutrition mindset, but to recognize that eating, like sleeping or bathing or manners, is about teaching and learning proper habits and setting boundaries that are flexible enough to respond to a child's temperament and individual needs. Dr. Rose, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So this is, I love, you caught my attention with the title, It's Not About the Broccoli. When I was a kid, there's no way you're going to get me to eat broccoli. I don't care what you did. I do enjoy it now. So I'm, you know, I have learned to like it, but what a great title. So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I'm a sociologist, so I'm naturally in tune to the idea of habits. And when I was pregnant with my daughter about 14 years ago, my mother died of obesity-related illnesses. And so I was really consumed with the question, how do you teach kids to eat right? And I knew, because as a sociologist, that this would be more about habits, because I wanted her to have a happy relationship to food and less about nutrition. But if the habits were in place, the nutrition would come along for the ride. And as I started to feed her and then meet other parents, I saw people doing a lot of things in the name of good nutrition that were obviously producing bad habits. So I really wanted to focus people on the idea of habits as opposed to nutrition.
Nice. Yeah, so that whole thing about, you know, you got to eat your vegetables, and the kid inevitably says, well, why? Because it's good for you. That doesn't really do much. That's not really teaching anything, is it? And really ends up just making the kid mad.
Exactly, and all the research shows that when we pressure kids to eat their vegetables, they end up not liking them. If we promote them because they're healthy, they end up not liking them. And the funny thing is that most parents who I meet know what they ought to feed their kids. And they struggle to get them to eat what they serve. But parents also know that they shouldn't be bribing and begging. They shouldn't be pressuring. But they can't think of anything else to do. So they do that because they know it's important to get healthy food into kids.
Right. Now, I definitely want my listeners to check out your book. So we don't want to give away the whole thing here. But I do want to maybe just kind of skim the surface here with these three habits you talk about. So why don't you just take us through what you think are these three core habits we need to be teaching?
Sure. There are three habits that translate everything you need to know about nutrition into behavior, and they are proportion, variety, and moderation. And I just want to say, I'll go into detail in a minute about what those habits are, but I want to say that I didn't make them up, actually, that the USDA uses these as the foundation for the food pyramid and the My Plate icon, and these are the foundation of healthy eating. It's just that we don't tend to talk about these habits, and so when you ask people what are healthy eating habits, they sort of stumble around and say things like, oh, I don't know, eat your vegetables.
Eat my broccoli,
and,
right?
Eat your broccoli, exactly. And if we actually talk about the habits themselves, then people would know what behavior they should be teaching their kids, and that's eating is all about. It's about the behavior and how we choose what, when, and how much we eat. So
now
before
you go into the details, right, let me say one thing though. So this, when I look at these three, this isn't just about, obviously you wrote this for healthy eating for kids, but this applies to all of us, doesn't it? I mean, I look at these three things. Most Americans, about half of us are obese in this country, right? So I think all of us need to listen to these habits, don't we?
Well, it's really true that these three habits are the same for adults, too. And that really brings up a really good point, because we act in this country as if we can feed young children one way, ignoring habits, and they will grow up to eat another way, i.e. having healthy eating habits. And, of course, that's crazy to think that you can feed kids one way and they'll grow up another way. What we're doing is setting those kids up either to have unhealthy habits for the rest of their lives or a big challenge to try and change their habits later on. So better to get started right from the get-go and teach kids how you want them to eat all through their lives.
So go through some of these, go through the three of these a little bit and tell us a little bit more about each one.
Okay, so proportion is really an idea about ratios, and it really means eating healthy food more frequently than you eat less healthy food. It's very straightforward. It's kind of the idea that people mean when they say balance. I don't use the word balance because balance has come to mean so many different things. It can mean portion size, and it can mean proportion. So I want to be clear. You need to have a diet that is dominated by fruits and vegetables and healthy proteins. And in order to implement proportion correctly with our kids, we have to start being honest about what is healthy. And that's really the tricky part here, because a lot of parents get stuck saying things like, well, I wish my child didn't eat chicken nuggets, but at least they have protein. And so we have to strive for truly healthy foods instead of those mediocre foods that we right. so dominate child-friendly menus.
So it's funny you talk about the chicken nuggets, because that is probably one of the most popular foods for kids, right? So
right.
So it's one thing to talk about needing healthier protein, but it's a whole nother thing to actually get the kids to do that. But what you're saying is maybe we don't need to, you know, maybe focus so much on the protein first. Let's focus on portion size first, and then we can move more into teaching them about the healthier foods. Is that kind of the process?
What I'm saying is that we need to move away from the do-anything approach to get nutrients into kids. So we have to sacrifice sometimes a little bit the meal now, you know, the nutrients now, in order to teach them lifelong eating habits.
Okay.
So let's say you're starting with a diet that's sort of dominated by those child-friendly foods. We do want to incrementally improve the quality of those foods. So we can't just automatically, you know, take away the beloved chicken nuggets.
But it's not going to work.
Right, because the kids are going to really rebel. The whole system will fall apart. But one of the things we have to understand that's so important to understand about proportion is that the healthier foods, the ones that we know in our gut are really the best for kids, they fundamentally taste different than the mediocre foods. They have a different texture. They have a different appearance. And all those child-friendly foods push kids' taste preferences toward junk and away from healthy foods. So that's one of the things that's making it more difficult. So if we can move our kids with their taste preferences in mind, with their, you know, likes and dislikes in mind, if we can start moving them towards the healthier food, it's not only going to get healthier for them, it's going to get easier as their taste buds adjust.
Yeah, so let's go to the second one, variety. This is a tough one because a lot of times kids don't like a lot of variety, right? So how do we get this going in children?
Right, so most parents make the mistake of thinking variety means new foods, but we can introduce variety using the foods that kids already eat, using what I call the rotation rule. Just make sure you don't serve the same food 2 days in a row, and that applies for breakfast and snack and lunch, every meal and every snack. Even if you're just mixing it up, going from cereal one day to a muffin the next day to pancakes the next day, you're going to teach your children a mindset that gets them used to the idea of variety.
And then moderation, the last one, I mean, obviously that's just eating less at each meal. Is that what you mean by that?
What I mean is making sure that we eat when we're hungry and stopping when we're full, which is a straightforward sort of portion size discussion. But really it also means not eating because you're bored, sad, or lonely. And one of the things that happens when we think about nutrition and we start thinking about food, as parents, we often overlook the ways in which we teach our children to eat for all the wrong reasons. So we feed them when they have a scrape or a boo-boo.
Right.
We feed them when we need quiet time. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so it's not about the broccoli. Three habits to teach your kids for a lifetime of healthy eating. Real quickly, is there a website that you want to send our listeners to?
Absolutely. My website is called itsnotaboutnutrition.com. There's plenty of information on there. I do free 30-minute consultations. You can sign up there. And it's a great resource for parents who want to change how their kids eat.
Awesome. Thank you. Great job. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.